The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Bethany and I'm here with one of our co-stars, actually, Chloe. We're doing a podcast together today. How are you, Chloe?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really good. Well, let's get started. We're having a bit of a one-on-one talking about all the signings that have been happening so far. I mean, we've had some big names. We've had teams that haven't announced anything yet. On the night that social media has crashed, we don't know what's going on.
It's netball chaos at its best.
It really is. Really is. Now, we know, we're recording this on a Monday night, and we know that there are two teams that are going to be dropping their squads tomorrow.
That's it, London Pulse and Saracens Mavericks.
So we could go on about those teams and then look really embarrassed when this gets dropped. But I bet they are very thankful because, as I've just said, social media has just dropped down. So I bet they're thankful that they're announcing it on Tuesday. But what do you think? We've seen the graphic from Mavericks. So there's a few names that we think are definitely going to be staying, and there's a few MNRs. What are you thinking there, Chloe?
So, I mean, some of those names on there, the Corbin sisters, I'm sure, look like they're coming back. But rather than looking at who we think might come return, who we're pretty confident will return, how about the question of who's replacing Joe Tripp? Because that, for me, is a big one.
I know. Is it going to be a new defender coming in? Is there someone going to be internationally? I just don't know. I mean, there's quite a few defensive areas across the Super League that we actually don't know who's going to be replaced by them. I mean, even Sam May at Loughborough.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to cover that?
Yeah. For me, the question, the first point of question when it comes to signings is, where are the holes? Now, we know Karen Bailey left Storm and then Mickey Austin pulls out possibly the signing of the season with Peace Frascovia. So that's huge and that's covered. And congratulations, Storm fans. I hope you're really happy. I'm thrilled.
I mean, I'm happy as a Super League fan. I mean, how amazing is it to have Peace back?
And then now with Mavericks defence, so the question is Joe Tripp, who is, assuming also we've got Raz Kwosh, who's injured at the end of last season and we didn't see her in New Zealand. So fingers crossed she's will be back rehabbed in time. But the question is, who's she going to pair with?
And are they going to look at someone who they've previously had? We haven't heard anything from London Pulse. Is Keyboard going to be coming back?
Oh, yeah.
So, or is there going to be a new up-and-coming talent that's going to be there?
For me, there's also the defender I have my eye on is Zan Vimbela, who got injured right at the start of 2020? And then, obviously, last year we had Tuera Vankumbu at Sirens, and what a season, what a player, and she's back, we know she's back, she's re-signed. So where does that leave Mbella? We've got South African international, Commonwealth Games year, they've got a home World Cup, she's going to be looking for someone to be. So Mavericks?
Maybe. Well, I think the advantage is that we've had some fantastic England roses coming through. So you've got Kwoshi there at Mavericks, and she's now an experienced player, so you could be bringing somebody in, and she'll help them evolve into the fold. And I think that's what's been really exciting, is we've got real talent here in the UK, here in both on the Wales side, Scotland side, England side, that are really pushing through, which is great, which means you can have these rotations and you can look to evolve your team, which is what Pulse did last year.
Yes,
I mean, Pulse brought through some fantastic young talent.
Now, talking of England, let's put the England hat on for a second. If you're Jess Thirlby, how much power do you have over this league?
I know, because this, let's be honest, guys, we're all very excited about next year and us hopefully retaining our Commonwealth title. I mean, it was fantastic 4 years ago, but the players have really got to be thinking now. They've got to be thinking whether they can get selected and what's the best opportunity for them to get selected, and whether they can link up with current roses who are probably going to be in the squad. I mean, Nat Haythorpe-White did that really well when she moved to Wasps with Jay Clark, and you can really see that working. So what's going to happen to the likes of Fran Williams? Is she going to stay at Wasps? We've not heard anything from Wasps yet.
Wasps have been radio silent. So
I know, I'm getting a bit worried, Wasps. We want to hear something from you. We want to know that Fran, is she going to be staying or is she going to be moving on? So there are other players as well. There's Gabby Marshall. She must be still thinking that she's going to knock on the door.
Yeah.
So she must be thinking, right, who am I going to be playing with at Mavericks this season? So those sorts of players who have got an opportunity to get into England and play for the Roses in the Commonwealth Games, they must be thinking about link-up play.
I mean, look at what Thunder have done. They've got Haythornthwaite across, phenomenal. They've also got, who have we got in there?
They've got Laura Malcolm.
Laura Malcolm, that's right.
Ellie Carwell. Ellie Carwell. That's a good link up. So yeah, are they thinking, are they going to be able to play quite regularly? Are they going to be able to show Jess exactly what's going on? And as you said, where would Laura Malcolm fit into the starting England lineup? So therefore, will that be influenced where she plays this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Are Thunder going to be putting their Netball Super League hat on, or is Jess going to have the trump card? Like, that for me is such an interesting question. How involved are our international head coaches? And I think they are. One has to assume that they are definitely at this point in the cycle. Also, who else is getting involved? Have we got Dorette Badenhorst of South Africa? Is she getting involved in the Super League and where she wants to position her players as well? Because we know we've got quite a few South Africans in there. Jamaica, have we got Jamaicans coming across? We had a Dean Thomas at London Pulse. Is she still going to be there? I don't know. We had Malaysia Kelly. She was at Stars. Another team we've not heard anything from, really. So I think there's lots of international flair coming through that we have to ask ourselves, how much is this going to influence what we've got? And don't forget, also fun, they've got the Tracy Neville spice over there.
Of course. And then even looking at that international flair, what about Dragons? We've not heard really much from Dragons yet either.
No.
So we know that they're a core Welsh pack of players that were at Stars. We haven't heard anything from Stars yet. So what's going to happen to them? What Jones, Rowe, also Beth and Dyke got injured last year in that horrific incident. Are those three going to stay at Stars? Are they going to now go to Dragon? What, we don't know. Yeah. Are they going to go back?
I mean, if you're Welsh, you want to be in Wales, right? Surely. Because, like, look how strong Scotland are looking. They've retained, when we look at Sirens, they've got all their Scots up there. We know Tamsin Greenway is rubbing her hands together. She's a mastermind. And she will certainly, we already know she's in this behind the scenes, but she'll be pulling the strings, no doubt, at Sirens alongside Karen Atkinson and the like. So I think I'd be tempted to ask where that Welsh trio are going and whether it's not with new coach Danny Titmuss at Dragons. Now, the other thing about Danny Titmuss that I think could be really interesting is she used to be at London Pulse. So as an assistant coach to Sam Bird, amongst other things, she also, I believe, worked in the England pathway. Could she be pulling anyone else across with her? What is she up to over there? I'd love to know. I can't wait to find out about that one.
I know, it's like you want to be a fly on the wall with all these conversations.
Absolutely. And then coaches, it starts with Danny Titmuss, but it doesn't end there, because obviously Lisa Alexander, London Pulse.
I know. I mean, what
another superstar signing.
I mean, what it really shows how big the Super League is getting.
Yeah.
And which is fantastic that the likes of Lisa is coming back. We've also retaining some of our own talent are coming back to play here, and still when they're playing so incredibly well, like Haythornthwaite, Guthrie,
Cobden,
they're all wanting to stay here because of how big it's getting. They know the importance of this for England. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then so that we said we wouldn't speculate about London Pulse, but we have to ask a question about Caitlin Masson. Is it good? I'm just going to leave it here because, like, we'll find out tomorrow. But are we going to see old coach and superstar captain reunited?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I mean,
that would be great for the team. I mean, I think we all knew when we saw the Suncorp changes that we all felt as netball fans for Caitlin Bassett, and we know she's still got a fantastic amount of talent and to offer for netball. And the Super League would fit her really well.
It would, but she's a bit injured, so we know she's having surgery, so whoever takes her in, whether she does play a season anywhere, that's something I think they'd have to consider. So, and she shouldn't come cheap. So that's another thing I think we have to think about. But, and then still on the topic of coaches, Leeds.
I know, Rhinos, they have, again, another club that, well, they've started to announce some of their players, and it's great that they've kept the core of their shooting and defence. It's fantastic considering Twaney Keenan came through as a last-minute resort last season, who had a fantastic season as well. And she's kept her place there, which is great to see that that's been rewarded. But who's the coach? Who is bringing these players in? Were these already confirmed when Dan Ryan left? Has he kind of left the core there? And then this new coach is going to come in and add it up? Is it going to be one of the assistant coaches? Is Maggie going to go up?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then
is it her time?
I would, I mean, if she was part of that culture that leads Bill, which I'm sure she's not, she's integral, then, you know, I'd love to see it. I would really like to see that, but who knows? I mean, they're sitting on it really tightly, aren't they, Leeds?
I know. It's kind of like a coach. You have your player merry-go-round, but there is an element of the coaches as well.
Absolutely. And this is what we've seen so far. And then when we have merry-go-rounds, and I like that. But then also we have those that stay the same. And the question I think, well, or is it really a question? Are Team Bath going to retain the same team that they kept last time and go for that title that they just missed out on?
I know, because their substance throughout the season, I think we all, at the start of the year, when we saw that squad, we knew that they were going
to
do great
things. It was theirs to lose. I think that really was the understanding.
The Super League finals weekend, we did not see the best of them in that final. We did not. And maybe it was just one game too many, which was a real shame considering the strength of that squad.
Or was Lightning just really clever?
That, to be fair, where credit is due, they were extremely
clever.
Yes. So where credit's due, yes. But it'll be interesting because, again, with the England thing,
you
know, there's a lot of core England players in that squad, obviously being led by Guthrie, Ebony.
Imogen Allison having an amazing time in an England Roses dress at the moment.
Yeah, and Gus Groff as well. So they've got their really core defence. And they've just announced Kim as well.
Yeah, Kim is down. We know Kim is that. That's all we've got so far for Bath. We know, I mean, and if you've got Kim, I would call it Kim Kemaine, Kim Border in the back, you know, you've got the you've got the style, you've got the grace there. I would eat my hat if she wasn't with Drakeford Lewis again. I can't imagine Sophie would be on the move at this point in the cycle. So, but I guess if you ask the other way around, if they didn't win with that combination, and they haven't changed, if they're not going to change, obviously I'm speculating because they could still pull out some things that we don't expect. Is that going to do it? Is that going to cut it in 2022?
Well, that's it. And they were rocketed by a few injuries at the start, weren't they? I know Jess Shaw wasn't able to play as much as she wanted to.
Yeah, that's true.
There's other injuries as well that have kind of rocketed through. We've already mentioned Beth and Dyke.
Hallie Addio at the end of London Pulse's season.
Yeah, so our team's going to give them another go. Are they going to be ready to start the season? We know that Amy Carter isn't.
Yeah, no, she's definitely out
for another season. So what is going to happen with these players who were injured and weren't able to be involved in the Super League last year? Are they going to come through and are they going to be staying at the teams that they were already at?
You'd like to think so, but it's the chaos of it. It's so chaotic. And then I think the other thing we also have to look at is, like, zoom out and look at the bigger picture. We've got a busy league, 11 teams. And there was a question that kind of came out, is 11 too many? But it very much splits the league into a top five, top six, perhaps. Maybe I would call it a top five. And then you've got kind of a bottom half. Is that competitive enough? When we look at the signings that we have already, do we feel like the talent is going to be distributed properly and fairly? Or is it even about distributing talent properly and fairly? Is that even a fair enough question to ask? It's sports, at the end of the day, you've got to play, you've got to win. But we have to also, I think, start interrogating the teams that come out at the start of the season and say, we're going to be top four finishers. And then they have the worst season they've ever had. I'm talking here about Storm. I'm talking here about Wasps, Stars as well. What happened there? And we haven't heard, as we've said, about from Wasps and Stars just yet. Storm, we've got Peace Proskovia. I think that's a mark of intent to try and change that narrative. But where are we going with this?
I think that's it. Is that you can usually lay out where people are going to go within the chart. So there's probably, I would say you can split it by three.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you do have your top four, your top five, then you have your ones that are trying to contend and push through, and then you do have your bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
We want that all to change. We want to make it a competitive. That's what makes it so exciting.
So what makes the Suncourt so great, right? Is that, well, that's any team on any day could realistically do it.
And there were teams down that bottom half of the table that were challenging and just missed out on those final mm-hmm. minutes. And just couldn't see a game through. But that's why this is quite exciting, that we're already seeing some big names going across. As you've just said with Storm, there's obviously intent. They do not want to finish where they did last season.
Yep.
I'm very excited to see what happens with Wasps, because we've not heard anything yet. And whether they're going to be like, right, we're not having another season like that again. And with Rhinos, I mean, they were the shock last year.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you looked at their squad on paper, I bet you wouldn't say now that they were going to be a shock to go through and be in the top four. Will they be able to retain that? They've got some big teams that are going to be knocking on that door to make sure that they take that spot away from them.
Well, we don't know if they've got any, what their leadership looks like. So I think that, for me, the question of how successful Leeds will be will hinge upon whether or not there'll be a continuation on the culture that Dan Ryan built and whether there'll be that belief that there was. Because Rhino's got themselves in that position where even if you just had to back them,
yeah,
you really did. Like it was almost a nightmare for any team playing them because they had to fight for everything and they fought for everything. And it was amazing to see it like that. Spirit took them all the way to the end. But, you know, will that still be there next? And, you know, who else are they going to bring new talent in as well?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think for me, the most promising thing and the most exciting thing that I loved seeing was the signing of the core four at Loughborough-Lyneham.
Yeah,
was great to see that those four England Roses have been such a core and heart of that team. And I've been part of Loughborough coming through. And there's been some difficult seasons. There've been some highs and lows for them. Obviously, they lost Beth and then Beth's come back. And it's great to see that those four have been massively rewarded. And those girls are going to have to they're probably going to keep their hands on that trophy, and they're not going to want to get it away that easily. You're going to have to properly fight to get that trophy off those girls.
So I think we know our top three already confidently. I would say
yes,
and we're Bar, Thunder, Lightning.
Yes,
and maybe this is rude because we haven't had all the squads out, but I actually think fourth is going to be hard work for some of these teams, like as in it's going to be a bitter fight for fourth.
And you know what, that's great. There's an opportunity, and you know what, we could be being really cheeky based on what's been happening the last few seasons to say that is the three. There could still be a shock. I bet no one thought that Wasps weren't going to be in the top four last year. I bet and as we said, I think we didn't imagine that Storm would be as low as they were. But you never know what's going to happen. You never know what injuries were going to happen. But what a season it was last year, with all the odds, with COVID going on, every single player, every backroom staff, everyone around from Sky Sports, everybody just put on a fantastic season. And you know what? I cannot wait for this one.
It's going to be so good. I'm so looking forward to it. And you know what? We've still got Fast Five to come. We've got an international series.
Yep.
We've got Jamaica,
which has been sold out in London. So if you want to go, guys, you're going to have to rush quick and you're going to have to get some tickets for the Nottingham one.
Yep. Which I am stoked for. And then who knows what we've got next year? The international calendar could be, it is looking still chaotic. Australia haven't played in, I don't even know how long. Their Constellation Cup series got cancelled. We were supposed to play them and we didn't, we being England. So do we have a quad series next year? Maybe. I've heard allusions of that. Jeeva kind of mentioned it the other day. So right before the Super League starts and then the Commonwealth Games. It's going to be big.
It's going to be big. So all I can say, guys, is get your predictions in. There's going to be some big squads dropping this week.
Forgive us if we've said something we shouldn't have because we're doing it on the night before two big squad drops.
Exactly. But this is what we need. We all need to be speaking about netball and getting excited about and questioning where people are going to be going. And it's going to be another fantastic season. And all I can say is get tickets to watch your local team.
Absolutely.
Go and watch these guys. You would have watched them all on YouTube all last season. Will that luxury happen again? Probably not. But go and watch these fantastic talent play ahead of the Commonwealth Games, being here in the UK. I really hope that everyone's applied for tickets. Obviously, the ballot's now closed, so hopefully some people will be coming to the Commonwealth Games, watching the games as well. But this is going to be, Chloe, a really exciting season.
All right, I have one last question for you, Beth.
Okay. She put me on the spot here, guys.
Who, if you got to pick one player to go where would it be and who?
Oh, God. Player to go where? Have you got yours on the tip of your tongue already?
You know what? I think Fran Williams on the move.
We said this earlier, didn't we?
Yeah. Ahead of this. Did we say it in the podcast? We said it even before the podcast started, didn't we?
We said it before, yeah. We did think Fran Williams is the name right in front of us on where she's going to go. Is she going to stay at Wasps or is she going to try and link up with a defence player?
So Fran Williams might be the player that I'm watching for, but I really want to see what Dragons do.
Yeah.
I want to see what Danny Tetmas does. I'm excited for that. That's my team and that's my person.
I think my person is, I really would like to see Jay Clark still stay at Rhinos. So not moving, but I would like to see that she stays because I think she made a fantastic influence to that squad and to the young roses coming through, like Rhea Dixon and Vicky. So for those players, I think that would be great. In terms of teams, I want to know what the hell Wasps is doing.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's happening, Wasps? We want to know. We want to know. Don't keep your fans waiting.
And Stars, please. Thank you.
That would be lovely. Well, thank you, everybody, watching. Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you, Beth. It's been a great chat. And thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, and thanks very much, everybody. And thanks to Flyhawk, as usual.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.